A fresh attempt is underway in Pakistan to stop airstrikes by U.S. assassination drones. The political group Jamaat-e-Dawa has filed a petition with the Lahore High Court against the attacks. Washington has defiantly refused to stop the raids despite growing public outrage across Pakistan. Syrian troops foil an attempt by militants to capture the Tafdanaz military airbase in the northeast of Idlib. A number of insurgents were killed in fighting there. Also in the eastern city of Deir ez-Zor, an insurgent commander and several of his men were reportedly killed in clashes with Syrian troops. Iran's president Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has 1 month to appear before parliament to answer questions from lawmakers. A group of MPs tabled a motion asking the president to explain some of the government's economic decisions. The MPs also want to ask Ahmadinejad about the government's failure to control fluctuations in the foreign exchange market. New reports reveal that the Israeli military has launched a new plan to expand its unit 8200. The highly secretive unit is believed to be behind the recent cyber attacks on Iran. Israel is reportedly developing a whole arsenal of cyber weapons in preparation for a possible war with Iran. French President François Hollande is scheduled to visit Saudi Arabia on Sunday. Hollande will meet with the Saudi King Abdullah to hold talks on a variety of issues, including the crisis in Syria. They will also discuss a possible arms deal between Riyadh and Paris. The French satellite agency Eutelsat has maintained their code of silence regarding its decision to ban Iranian media from European airwaves. The company claims the decision was based on EU sanctions, but an EU spokesperson says the sanctions contain no such order. Palestinians are demanding compensation and an apology from Britain for its role in the creation of Israel. The Palestinian resistance movement Hamas and the London-based Palestinian Return Center say Britain is responsible for the decades-long suffering of their people. They also seek compensation for the properties Palestinians lost during the years of occupation. And New Jersey residents are unhappy with the local rescue work during the Superstorm Sandy. Many of them had to wait hours for assistance. Hurricane Sandy lashed the U.S. East Coast and made landfall at New Jersey on Monday. It also knocked out power for millions, killing at least 64 million.